You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hour number three, Gus Kattengill, and blessed today to have.
I feel as far as, look at it.
Okay, I like this.
Incredible. Well, it is inside. It is cool. You're on air.
I could be watching Roadhouse, but I came and visit you.
Even this Roadhouse. Do you watch it like every week?
It was on TV. Patrick Swayze. Rest in peace.
Hey, guess what? It's Wednesday. Welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
There it is. Shot team, the Digital Underground, Sean Payton, Caleb the Camel. As you reach hour number three. Got plenty to get into. The Kentucky Derby is Saturday. Raphael, you make odds. We'll talk a little bit about the big race. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace. And humpiness forever.
We've kind of gone in and around the NFC South, Raphael, because it is football season, if you ask me. At least now. Then you take a break, you go vacation, and you come back. That's
vacation.
What you do. Yeah. That's what you do. Okay. During the summer, you know, like when they break mini camp, then you, you take a break.
Let's talk more football. It's May 1st.
I'll give you the dates. OTAs, May 21st to the 23rd. It is May 1st, which means this month they will be state practice. May 28th through the 30th, June 3rd through the 6th. Mandatory minicamp, June 11th through the 13th. You know what? You can make fun of me all you want, but Raphael, you know darn well, you can't wait for those reports on OTAs. You can't wait for us to tell you how good somebody looked. Catching passes in shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, that's
making
great.
Defensive plays.
I can't believe you guys go there and sweat.
No tackling, but what a pass breakup by a said safety. That's what I'm talking about.
I can't wait to.
You're coming. I'm going to get you a pass. You're coming.
I guess I could take a nap outside.
Sure, you can come
is
out.
Is it shaded?
High 90s, high humidity, no shade. Oh. Absolutely.
I'd rather cut your grass with
Carver. No, you're doing it. You're doing it. I want expert analysis on every play. You're going to jot down every breeze throw.
Go, I'll babysit while your husband's watching guys running
around
in shorts.
Bridgewater throw.
Why? That does not sound fun.
Was Cameron Meredith in and out of his routes, right? I want you to do route trees on a sheet of paper wow. And then take a picture and then post it. That's the kind of coverage I'm expecting this OTAs.
I'll be there. Tell me when.
Yeah, it's not happening. Yep, there it is, the lawn.
That's me and Carver. Me and Carver cutting the grass. My Gus is watching guys running around in shorts to catch passes. Carver, don't touch that.
There it is. I'm still playing on tankathon.com. Let's do it again. Press the sim lottery button.
Bulls.
Let's see. Oh, the Dallas Mavericks get the top pick.
Dallas Mavericks want Chris Middleton.
Hey, New Orleans moves up to number four. There you go. Doncic, he's the rookie of the year, right? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
I can't see him not getting it.
I mean, I'm trying to think of another rookie that even remotely comes
his
close to
from Atlanta. I had a really good second half.
Yeah,
he had a really good second half.
One more time. Just one more time. Cleveland wins it this time.
Come on, Bulls.
Cleveland, New York, Chicago, Memphis, New Orleans falls again. Every time I keep hitting the if you're wondering what I'm doing, tankathon.com. There are the ping pong balls. It is a NBA Draft Lottery Simulator. We're now inside of 2 weeks, May 14th. Are you going to come to the watch party? We're just getting together. We're not doing a show.
Where's it at?
At Vinny's. I mean, we're going to be there early Thursday, so I'm just going to stay there. It's at like 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
It's right before the playoff.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm just going to stay there. I'll let my wife know I'm working.
Working?
Yeah.
It's a work win.
So when the show ends at 3, I'll be working.
As long as I'm done with my yard work.
It's May 14th. Get there for 6. I'm going to try to procure a couple of wings and some beverages for everybody that shows up. It's my way to thank all of the NBA beat writers that come on the show. It's an open invite.
Okay, thank you.
So Come on, I'm cheap.
I don't drink on weekdays.
Well, there's plenty of cold water.
So I'm a cheap day.
Beverages, there's Coke, there's iced tea, there's all kinds of stuff.
Saturday and Sunday we might have some issues.
Okay. Lee wants to chime in, 800-998-1003. What you got, Lee?
Hey, Beth. So I want to talk a little bit about NBA, but also wanted to mention that I ran into Kim and Meredith recently at one of our local establishments that will remain nameless, no shameless plugs here. Basically, in a nutshell, he was telling me there's a reason why the Saints didn't went out and trap a wide receiver and all this other stuff, or make a big deal about wide receivers, coming in or whatnot, because he believed that the second and third wide receiver options are already in house. So he says he's 100%, he's ready to go. So I am definitely going to be on Cameron Meredith watch myself. I don't know about anybody else, but if you're looking for analysis on Cameron Meredith, I'll have plenty of notes for you to look off.
You heard that, Raphael? So Lee's already come out and said Cameron Meredith, 10 touchdowns this year. There you go.
At the OTA practice
or
there at the game?
OTA practices. There he is.
Oh, at the game? Okay.
OTA hero, Cameron Meredith. Lee, at this point, honestly, I just look. But, it's funny. Raphael's giving me the business on how important OTA is. But you heard the show. Me, Brian, Jordan, you were out there for the minicamp. What did we tell you? From the first practice, second practice, that Traquan Smith looked like the second best receiver on this. You saw signs early. Cameron Meredith was just, you didn't know if he was hurt. You didn't know if it was what he wasn't shining, So along those lines, while Raphael wants to make fun of my OTA and minicamp coverage, you do kind of get an idea. Look, I do think at the very least, when there are no shoulder pads, when you're not going to get tackled, you're not going to get P-laid over the middle, you ought to be able to make a catch. You ought to be able to smoke one cornerback for one play that we can jot down on that stupid sheet of paper. I can come back and say, look at him, play of the day. I mean, at the end of the day, it's you and me out in the street running. Can I run past you or not? And he never did. And you saw what the season was like.
Well, Gus, I mean, I'm going to give the kid the benefit of the doubt, give him the opportunity to say, you know what, he's healthy this time. There will be no excuses going into this season. So I want to see, he even took the pay cut and all that, did all the right things. He was a company guy to do what he had to do to help the team out with cap room and all that good stuff. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him a chance for us to see why Coach CJ went on the carpet for him in the first place. So I'm willing to give him that shot. But I wanted to make a comment on AD and this whole situation. At this point, guys, I don't care what he say or what he does. I just think right now, why would I trust him to say, since we made a better decision than the front office and made a better decision on the trainer, I think I'm going to go ahead on and ride it out here one more year and see what happens and with the option to re-sign here or go somewhere else. I mean, why would you trust that? I wouldn't trust it. I just think that he, in my opinion, he burned the bridge. Because you know me, Gus. You know I'm proud of my city, man. I get down for my city. And it's like this here. If you love us, we'll love you back. It's like if you kiss us, we'll love you up and down. But that's how we are. But once you spurn us, hey, man, don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's just how I am about it. That's how I am about it. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to forgive him. I wouldn't trust him.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you right there. Even if they brought in numerous people in the organization, like the smartest guys, I think they have to trade him because he's burned bridges. If he says I'm coming back, they're going to boo him the first game.
Let me ask you both of y'all this, and y'all can take turns answering. Because I've thought about this, obviously, with the Aaron Nelson move, which you keep yucking it off like no big deal. But
he can shoot the J.
Okay, but here's the thing. What is David Griffin's number one responsibility?
To win.
Does Anthony Davis help you win when he's invested? We're going with when he can play and wants to play. Yes or no?
If you're Griffin, you need to go in that locker room and see if the guys want to play with him. If they don't want to play with them, then let them walk.
100% agree with you on that. Because to the point I'm trying to make here is there are going to have to be steps, right, to repair damage. I mean, bottom line.
Big damage.
Now, players have come out and said, we were cool with it, we're fine, I'm not buying it 100%. No. You can't be human on that. At the end of the day, though, do you want to win? And if this guy helps you win, some people maybe, I don't know, because you keep bringing up things from a fan standpoint. It's one thing for a fan to stomach it or not. We don't have to deal with it. You brought up a great point, though. Are the guys in the locker room able to get past that? Now, we don't know how many of those guys are going to be back on the team next year. You may have a completely different roster, and the one guy that actually really needs to stomach it, it's called Drew Holiday. And if Drew Holiday can stomach it and he wants to stay in play, because again, I'm not advocating for it. I'm looking at it from a, can I build my basketball team? How can he help me win or do it or not? And the reason I bring that up is because if that's the case, I'm not worried about the fans from this standpoint. Yes, they have to buy tickets and have to go. Winning will solve all of that. If you can get wins and you can create a team that's exciting, and again, I went to one of those games against the Suns in the last week of the season. There he is. 23 minutes, 21 points, 8 to 10 rebounds, 3 block shots. I mean, alley-oops. I mean, the guy can play. Now, I would highly suggest to the Pelicans that if that would be the move, I don't care what he tells you. And again, this is contingent, Raphael, in the conversation that you would have to have with him. But the Pels would have to. For once to twice to three times before the season starts, get your butt to Lakeside Mall, get your butt to the Mall of Louisiana, get your butt somewhere else, and literally have a,
Q&A.
No, just an autograph session with the team, but more importantly, him. And you plop him down on a table with the chair, and he signs galore to where people will then come up and be like, hey, I'm glad you're back, or dude, you shouldn't be, but you do it. 1 hour to sign, take pictures, kiss babies, what have you.
Is Rachel Nichols with him?
He may hate it. You know what? Hey, that's fine. Call ESPN and they can do a segment on it. He's coming back. But you have to do that because I agree with you. At the end of the day, my dollar is going to have to come out of my wallet and purchase a ticket, and I got to stomach it because you've ticked me off. You ticked me off, right? So you do have to repair that. It starts in the locker room, but at the end of the day, does he help you win? If you get a top four pick, you get one or two, you get Ja Morant and all that, and AD comes to you and says, you know what? I'll sign the extension and I'm here. It's going to be hard for me to say no because the guy can help you. Because at the end of the day, yes, I can try to go get a high draft pick, but that's an unknown. I know right now when he's invested, that guy can play really, really well.
Yeah, hey, Gus, let me turn it around on you real quick.
All right, because I got to get the chat after you, so go ahead.
Okay, what if the Pelicans win the lottery and we get Zion, then what? I mean, now we have all leverage. But at the same time, like Zion is going to need guys. But here's my question. Do you want the attitude of AD that we know right now, do you want him molding That young talent.
Again, no. 100% with you. But remember, I'm going by David Griffin's words, Lee. David Griffin's words. You either 100% in or you 100% out. Something like this is non-negotiable. So if he says he's back, that's the understanding. You're 100% in. Because I'm with you, Lee, as we go to break. That's my biggest fear. What's to stop this guy in 2 years to say, once again, trade me?
Yep.
That's my biggest fear.
And it will happen.
So how can I get a commitment out of it? I don't know. You know, he could come in all of a sudden because we just won the lottery. We're getting Zion. Yeah, of course he wants to stay. You got Aaron Nelson, the top trainer. You got Zion Williamson. You got one of the best executives in the league. Of course he's probably thinking differently. You know?
I think he's calm.
I'm with you. But again, I can understand and see why David Griffin has to see.
But he could help you get rid of him. By bringing in better players, a better roster.
No, I'm with you. I still think it's the best to do. It just depends where it goes. Tuesday matters. Tuesday, May 14th matters. You stay at 7 or 8, peace out.
So it's NFL every day in May except the 14th?
May 14th. No, okay. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, yeah,
I
mean, it's huge. May 14th is huge in
you
the
don't
NBA.
Get in the top four, no. See ya. Sayonara. This, yeah. I've got to trade Anthony Davis. I get top four, I get top two, I may want to try to keep him.
May 14th.
Chad, give us a call back. Tyler, you're on deck. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to have fun, so come on in.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
The Gadry Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gadry Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gadry and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food. Come and enjoy their delicious lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Cinco de Mayo celebration is the best party on the bayou. El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland will be featuring a live mariachi band for 3 days from May 3rd to May 5th. Don't miss the $2 cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close all 3 days at El Paso Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
This is essentially my creed right here. I don't want to work. I just want to play all day.
I like work. I get to retire from corporate
like work
world
too.
When
no,
I was
I
40.
Yeah, I like work. But I just...
get paid to watch horrible
movies. You know what it is? Look, I'm telling you, we hit May 1st today. It's this time of the year. You know, you're seeing the pools open up. I was driving over here, one of the little clubs on Transcontinental. You see people in the pools. I told you this already.
Pool.
I said this yesterday. I need to be at a beach, near a beach, working from the beach, living on the beach. I'd have no problem just studio right on, open the door, just walk right onto the sands and
why don't you get a
the
Carver
Gulf Coast.
Wants a pool. He told me that.
Pool's not the same, man. Not the same.
I just want more work.
The smell. I got to get out there.
Move to New York.
Got to get out there. You know anybody in Florida that's got a spot I can go crash in? Chew, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
All right, Gus, I was calling. I meant to call you a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I went to UFC 236 and watched my boy Dustin Poirier win the UFC championship. And mm-hmm. I came back and I was waiting for you to talk about it and didn't hear anything, man. I was disappointed.
Appreciate that.
I'm with you on that one.
I had the disappointment in that. Here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I need to watch him and so I can talk about what you did. So before Chew moves on, go ahead and touch on that because, look, we've seen him do some commentating, of course, in boxing and stuff like that. He's pretty big and huge, not only obviously with what he's been able to do, but He's very personable, and he's a guy that I dare say he's kind of saving UFC right now.
Who?
Cormier.
Probably. I mean, he stepped. Now that Brock Lesnar's gone, he said he's retiring again. Mm-hmm. DC's fighting Stipe again. I think UFC 242 in Anaheim. But Dustin Poirier, big win for him. Now he's got set up to maybe fight Khabib, but he's set up pretty nicely with that big win. I was shocked. I didn't think it was going to be. I don't want to say dominant towards the end, Dustin, because normally Dustin usually tends to run out of gas sometimes in the middle of the fights. Was really shocked. You could tell his cardio was on par the last couple of weeks. So I agree with you. We had to hear NFL probably draft talk instead of UFC 236 talk. Chew.
I'll let you down, Chew. I'll let you down.
I'm with you, Chew. I got your back.
I apologize.
Yeah, man. I actually was there. That was my 10th UFC event.
Nice.
If you've never been, man. If you've never been, I tell anybody the UFC is the most exciting sport you'll ever watch live. And to watch my boy win, his former trainer and I graduated high school together. So
okay.
I've known Dustin for a few years. But just think about it this way, Gus. Lafayette, Louisiana has two UFC champions.
Yes,
no
they
other
do.
Place in the world can say that.
Well, if you see Dustin, tell me he needs to start practicing his wrestling defense when he fights Khabib, because Khabib gets him down, me and you both know it could be lights out for Dustin if Khabib gets him down.
That's anybody.
I agree.
If you're
going
to fight Khabib, you better be able to stop the takedown, and you better be able to stand up with him, which I don't think Dustin would have a problem in a stand-up fight, but like you said, if he can't stop the takedown, it'd be a long night for him.
I'll be rooting for Dustin because I don't like Khabib because I was at that fight when he fought McGregor, and his camp was just totally rude all weekend long. So I'm not the biggest Khabib fan. So I'm going to be a big Louisiana fan when he fights Khabib. So I'm going to be a big Diamond fan that weekend.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Another thing I wanted to touch on, Gus, was I played for Notre Dame. So
yep.
I was excited to see Alize Mack get a chance with the Saints. I'm hoping he's, maybe like a Jimmy Graham mold where they,
really?
Basically let him mold for 2 years behind Derek Cook. And, he could definitely catch the ball. He's a definite pass.
Uh-oh, Chew's underwater.
Someone saved Chew. I like Chew.
No,
talk about UFC, Chew.
Alize Mack. I like that. See, I went to football.
I know. You went to Brightback. We were talking
you
UFC.
You know what? Can I be your date on one? I've never been to a UFC event.
I'll bring a UFC, boxing, wrestling. Yeah. I mean, I'll take you all this stuff. Bring a little Carver to a wrestling match. Next time midget wrestling's in town, we'll have to take Carver.
I'm in. I've never been, and everyone tells me you got to go to, to the events and see them live.
We could see DC and John Jones. Maybe what I'm hearing, if DC wins against Stipe and Jones wins his fight, we could actually see part three, maybe New Year's Eve weekend in Vegas.
Oh, New Year's Eve weekend. Is that where you're going to be?
If that fight is going to be down on New Year's Eve, I'll be spending New Year's Eve on the Strip, not here in Noel.
How does Mrs. Esparza feel about that?
She's probably happy because I'll take her mom out for breakfast.
Okay, all right, all right. But so you're bringing them. You're not leaving
them
here.
Oh, no. She'll be here, but her mom lives there. So I get mother-in-law duties when I go to Vegas. So she's happy.
Okay. I see how that's going to work right there. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation there. All right. So, again, I'm just thinking about it, right? I mean, if – could you stomach it? Would you be okay – if Anthony Davis comes back, I think obviously the organization, I think AD, you do the PR work. But look, at the end of the day, once basketball starts and you're playing, people want to see winning. People want to see a team that's competitive. Not, I'm with you, though. There are some people that, and people in New Orleans here.
Very passionate people.
Yeah, you're with us, you're with us. You're not, And look, like I said, you better sit them down. And look, players don't want to do that. I mean, I just tell you from our standpoint, players love doing shows if they're paid. Players go and do, appearances.
I'm not getting paid
if they're paid. when you see them at certain, you know, phone stores, they're getting paid. So I get that. And then you look at it. But honestly, if I ever get a chance to sit in front of David Griffin or talk to him, I would say that's one of the problems that organization has had. You know, fans, I feel, which is weird, because you really don't get that much of a chance to really reach out and touch these players. But they're a little more active. You have a lot of them that live in and around the area, and you come across them because just by the sheer volume. I mean, you have 50-some-odd players throughout the season, 53 plus the practice squad. You're going to run into a Saint at some point in time in the city. It's just too small. With the Pels, you don't have what the Saints have, mandatory minicamp and training camp in New Orleans. They're open practices. OTAs, they're not. Now, I get it. The mini camp is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'd be shocked how many people have a doctor's appointment on those days, and there's people in the stands. During training camp, it's 105. There's people in the stands. At the end of those practices, the teams and the players, Drew Brees, they will go from one end of the practice facility to the other on the field and sign autographs. There's a good chance, out of the 2.5-3 weeks of open practices and training camp, if you go, you at the very least can see, shake hand, dap, feel a sweaty hand. I mean, you get to – you don't with the Pels. You just don't. There are no open practices on the court. There are no – you know, they do have that one day at the arena where during training camp, quote-unquote, which is a week in the NBA, where they have an open practice and, you know, season ticket holders, you sit in the stands, and then I guess you can come meet the team after. That's it. That's it. I think if I had a huge suggestion, not only if AD were to come back, but just in general, I've said this 100 times, feel free, use my idea, it's free. You grab one of these kiosk ticket place sort of things, it's the bottom half of an NBA Spalding basketball, lop off the side, right? If you look at it, if you lop it in half, the bottom looks like a legit NBA ball, right? And have on just like the airport kiosks on all four sides. So like your 12, your 3, your 6, and your 9 o'clock. Trying to give you a little visual here. There's a kiosk there. You can check your season tickets. I can buy gift cards. I can check my seats, whatever. Then at the very top, you have an LED thing that goes. It's a circle, right, where it has scores, updates, whatever. And you have four TVs on those same sides. When the games are played, they're played. If not, when there are no games being played, you're showing highlights, you're showing features, you're showing stuff that's in the game, you're seeing Drew Holiday sing in the shot, you know, whatever. That's what you do. Because during the weekends and during the week when people are walking through and around the mall, there's your reminder right then and there. And on Saturdays, Pierre the Pelican's there, dance team members are there, and a player gets there. You have to do that. I think if you do that, I mean, think about it. When's the point you actually ever get to go meet AD? I'm not saying that with Drew, but Drew's in and around a lot of the year for you. I mean, people can go to Jimmy John's and the guy might walk in and order a number 9. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you just don't see that. It's different. So if you do bring that guy back, the zoo one Saturday, you put him out there in the front by the elephant fountain, sit under the shade, I'll bring a tent, and you promote the heck out of it. And guess what? All those people that don't want you in town, wait, I can go get my jersey signed. I can go take a picture. All of a sudden it changes. I would do 4 to 5 events before the season ever started. Throw them all around town. You sit his butt down for an hour. You let fans tell him, dude, I can't believe you did that. And guess what they're going to say? I'm glad you're back. Can you sign this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what they're going
to
say.
They'll be huge on that.
They'll be right there to sign them. And you know what?
And it's you have to have jerseys there because they're going to have to rebuy them because they burnt them all.
4 to 5 hours of your time, and it would go a long way to rebuilding everything. But you got to do it. And that's part of that conversation I would have when it's you're either all in or you're not.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I agree. I totally agree.
By the way, if David Griffin needs an assistant general manager of marketing, I'm in.
I'll drop him a line.
I'm in. Can you do that?
I'll drop him a line.
I could use a little extra jack so I can go to Florida.
The beach?
Yeah, I'll do the beach. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I've got the secret.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
For many, there are few aromas as exhilarating as the smell of freshly cut grass, but putting a spring on one's step is far from what it's intended to do. That refreshing, super green fragrance is actually a cry for help.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up!
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone!
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Cutting the grass, it's relaxing to me.
That's relaxing.
Yeah, oh. I got the headsets on, you know, and I, you know,
your wife.
It's a good way to sweat away the beers from the weekend. Mark, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. You're on with Rafael and Gus. What's up, man?
How y'all doing, fellas?
Doing well.
First off, welcome back. This has been in withdrawal from hearing y'all.
Thank you, Mark.
But secondly, what you had mentioned a little while ago about putting Anthony Davis out there in the public.
Mm-hmm.
I almost love every comment you make. But without a doubt, that perhaps is the single smartest thing you've ever said on this show.
Wow. Thank you, Mark.
Man. I just got really big just now.
No, I just, how much is that going to cost me?
That, and look, and I love almost everything. Without a doubt, that would have everybody come back open arms, and everything would be fine. We're easy to forgive.
Here's the thing, Mark. I think what it does also is it allows people to feel, and a lot of times getting past certain things or, you know, we've all had either an issue at work, in a relationship or friendship, family member, whatever. What's the step that needs to happen to move past it, to mend, fix it, get better from? You have to communicate.
That's right? It.
100%. One way or another. You have, you know, Mark,
right.
you have to either tell me what I said that bothered you. I mean, I can't assume, you know. I mean, same thing. Are you going to – and the Pelicans can't be fearful that, well, we don't want to put AD in a situation – because I thought about this, right? If I'm a team, if I'm going, well, I don't want to put them in a situation where 500 people go up and just give them the middle finger, call them an idiot. I don't think that's going to happen. Will you have one or two? Here's the thing, Mark. When you show up, you're showing, you're choosing to go there.
Yes.
Okay? It's not like I'm bringing him to you. I'm not bringing him to your place of employment. You're choosing to go there. So if you're choosing to go there, you already have probably for the most part, you want something signed. You want to see him and stuff. Am I going to have a guy that probably or a lady that wants to go and give him a piece of your mind? Hey, and you know what? That's when he goes, look, it's part of the business. I'm here now. I'm sorry you felt that way. I'll do what I can to earn your trust again. I'm ready to win for you. Boom. What are they going to say right after that? I don't believe you. Okay, exactly. Move along next. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I think it's an opportunity because he talked about in the shop with LeBron about being the CEO of his own brand and wanting to do. Look, sometimes to put on the big boy pants, Mark, you know this. I don't know if you're married or not. I am. Sometimes I got to say I'm sorry. Yeah. Sometimes I got to say mea culpa.
Well,
sometimes you don't want to do it.
100%. And I mean, like you said, you put him out there. I've been into the, one of my biggest hobbies is collecting. I've been doing it 30 years.
Yep.
And, I've never met him.
Exactly.
And, he's a lot more distant than, like you said, a lot of other things. And that would probably bring people a lot closer and just, there would be a lot more acceptance of him without a doubt. Because, honestly, like you said earlier also, I'm not a big basketball fan whatsoever.
Exactly.
But does AD make your team better on and off it? Mm-hmm. That's not even a question. Not even a question.
I mean, imagine, you know? Mark, where do you live, Mark?
I live in Belchase.
Okay, so you live in Belchase on the West Bank there. Let's say that they find some location, tie it in with some sponsor or something like that. Say they put them at Oakwood Mall, okay? Oakwood Mall. And, you know, he's there. You get a chance to go see him. Him and a couple of the other members of the team, you know, just he's there. Make it an event. Do it for kids. You know what else would be helpful to where it's not just about him, too? If you want to do that, it's really easy to get one of those portable little courts that are half the court. Have kids shoot threes. Have them put on a little clinic or something of that nature. Yeah. So you're bringing your kids there. And, Mark, you actually get to see him. And then, you know, he sits there and he does a 15-minute, 30-minute autograph session with the little clinic for a kid. There's his 1 hour. Like I said, give me 5 hours of your time. You took away 4 or 5 months of this season. It would be. And more importantly, I don't think it's just for the fans. I think it's for him. I can't imagine if he constantly was meeting people that, hey,
right,
we're glad you're back. Or, hey, man, look, I didn't like what you did, but let's go get him or something of that nature.
I always thought that, you know, he's been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There was never one negative you ever heard about him until this.
No, he's a good, like I said, you're absolutely right.
He's a good kid. He's a wonderful kid, and it's just, you know, he got told some wrong information, he followed it, and couldn't go back.
Look, like I said, it's something you have to do, and we've all been there. The uncomfortable chat, the uncomfortable apology, the uncomfortable, I get it. The Pels can't be. Look, if David Griffin says you're 100% in, you're 100% out. And if you're going to give him $240 and he's coming back for $240 million, you're giving me 5 to 6 hours before we start the season. And you're going to do whatever it is I say for those 5, 6 hours. I'm giving you $240 million to set up you, your generations of kids, your generations of family members. If you can't give me 5 to 6 hours, well, then you're not all in.
Nope.
Without a doubt. And
it's not easy.
You can make a lot of things better. He would go out somewhere and you could bring a, in order to get his signature in a picture, bring a can of food.
Dude, let me tell you something. Again, not that I'm actively trying to be the assistant general manager of marketing over here for the Pelicans, but you know what? Tie it in to your new advertising campaign. AD and the Pels, we want you back or something like winning your trust back. Like have them at Causeway by Lakeside holding a sign, you know, it says, you know, game tonight or something. I like make funny 30-second commercials of him in and around town, the French Quarter, handing out beignets, dressed with the little funny hat at Cafe Du Monde. Right. Like have him, you know, shucking oysters at Acme Oyster House. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trying to do like the charred oysters. And as he brings them to the table, goes, oh, by the way, game one is in 3 weeks, guys. Hope to see you there. Like have him do things like that. You can make it part of the marketing campaign, trying to win your trust back. He's working at the car wash, you know, you go to the car washes nowadays, the machine's so far away, you have somebody that takes your debit card and puts it in there. Just have them do things that we're normally doing in and around town. And make that your marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just, to me, again, assistant general manager of the Pelicans marketing. I'm in. Just give me a call. But things like that, Mark, would go a long way. It'd be creative. It'd go viral. You can tweet that out. National media would see that. And all of a sudden, no one's even talking about it.
What happened?
No one's thinking about it. No one's looking at it.
And vice versa. Like I said, I've been in the hobbies a long time as far as collecting. And a lot of the guys are great early on, and they become kind of, you know, they become a little harder to meet and a little distant. He could be the opposite.
Yeah,
he could be the one that was the bad guy
and
becomes a good guy.
Yeah.
As is the heel in the wrestling, as we go back to the wrestling fans also.
Yeah, like I said, exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, I'm thinking of like the Welcome Back Kata. You know, theme song.
Back.
Like, have that with the music through your commercials.
We just aged ourselves right there.
Again, you know, it's almost like addressing the elephant in the room and just not making a mockery, but just going, okay, it is. And I'm serious. That would be my music to my 30-second commercial for season tickets. It would be, welcome back. And there's AD shucking oysters, giving out beignets, working at Galatoire. You know, just find things, you know. Conducting a streetcar, driving a streetcar, welcoming in people. Hey, how's it going? Have a seat. Be sure to, you know, to sit down when the car is in motion. I mean, just there's so many things you could do that would make sense. You know, he's at the zoo helping feed the elephants or something. Just do things that would be. And
the zoo would be amazing.
There it is. And again, and at the very end, when he does the pitch line of make sure you get your tickets. That start the cue song. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Because you're not just welcoming back him. You're trying to welcome back fans because you lost their trust because you didn't win. Not just AD, but the organization lost trust of their fans because they didn't do it right. So you're starting fresh. You're starting new. You're welcoming back AD, and you're also welcoming back fans that might have given up on you because he didn't make the right moves and you didn't make the things that you did. Bingo. End of story. Again,
it would probably resonate to a lot of people's personal lives.
Exactly.
Yep. 100%.
Bingo. Thank you, Mark.
Including my own.
Awesome, man. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, Mark.
Hey, y'all have a good one. Thanks a lot, and welcome back to y'all.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Rafael, I have a lot of good ideas. I really do.
I know.
Do you have his number? Do you have David Griffin's? I not that I need.
I know
like,
people.
It'd
that
be
do.
Like it would be like five. It'd be like my fifth job that I have. But I mean, I can do this on the side. You know,
I'll see what I can do. For
I can do this on the side.
I can see, but who's going to cut the grass if you're doing all these jobs? I'm a little concerned.
I get assistant general manager of marketing. I might be able to employ one of the local lawn services, and then again, you know what I'm doing there?
The lawn. I'm helping our economy by employing somebody to mow my lawn and yours.
Yeah, you see, you help me get the marketing gig for the Pelicans.
Everyone's back's being scratched.
I tell you what, exactly. You help me get the marketing gig for the Pels, then I will help you. I will get a year contract for you to get your lawn mowed.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Score.
Can you stay around for 2 minutes?
I can stay around.
Okay, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Quick break. We'll come back. 2 minutes. You can give me your Kentucky Derby odds. I know you got to get to the eye doctor. I'm sorry. My apologies. I was too busy trying to get another job.
I know. Guys working here.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I am in the zone. This yellow comfy chair is known as my throne. Mowing the lawn is amazing and you'll see.
Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Wayforward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest.
put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Napa Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa auto parts, marine, and industrial supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Drop the anchor, will you?
Sure, Grandpa.
You tied it off, right?
Tied what off?
The anchor. And the rope that the anchor was attached to.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Oh.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, so much for fish for dinner.
Oh, big talker, ain't
you? A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Tyron Matthew joins us now. And before we wrap up the show at the top of the hour, at Matthew_Eras, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Tyron, how you doing this afternoon, man?
I'm doing well, man. I truly can't complain.
Man, I got to be honest with you. There were so many Saints fans. Biggest recruiting pitch, Saints fans or other teams in the NFL to try to get you this offseason?
Well, the Saints have been pretty active, especially the fans. You know, they've been pretty active, you know, the last 2 years, you know, when I've been on the market. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I never spoke business with the Saints. So,
It's gotta be feeling nice though, right? To get that kind of love with the fan base and try to get that interaction. I always talk a lot about how social media allows players to have that back and forth with fans. Like I get there's a downside to social media, but I think one of the positives is players can control their message and more importantly, can interact with fans and feel the love.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, we gotta just understand that, you know, yeah, I do represent a particular organization, but so there's football fans all over the world, you know, especially down there, you know, in Louisiana, especially New Orleans. You know, a lot of those people, you know, watching me grow up playing football at St. Augustine and, you know, obviously LSU. So it's a lot of love there.
Yeah, no doubt. Can't wait to talk a little bit about what's coming up here later this month. A little taste of New Orleans kickoff party. And who doesn't like celebrity kickball classics? But you mentioned the Tigers there, yeah. The local prep scene. Dude, so much attention's being paid to the 2019 class, the 2020 class, and what the Tigers have been doing. Do you still follow what a lot of the Tigers do and a lot of the DBs that are going there and a lot of the prep scene?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I mean, it's a tradition, you know, especially, you know, within the defensive back group. You know, I'm always saying, you know, who we picked up, you know, who was getting drafted first round, you know, which five-star recruits landed, so. You know, I actually was there this past spring game, and I got a chance to, you know, obviously hang out with Greedy Williams and, you know, Carl Belpit, and, you know, I got a chance to, you know, finally see Derek Stingley up close and personal. So,
wow.
You know, it's been fun just keeping up with those guys.
You know, you grew up here, obviously, with, like you mentioned, with St. Aug and LSU, so you better person to ask than you. Is this, I don't know if you paid attention and noticed, but we were waiting for the Saints pick, obviously, on Friday in round number two, and dude, I want to say within the first 35, 40 picks, it just seemed like every other player was a Louisiana player. You know what I mean? It's like, it's incredible. Why is there so much talent here? I mean, you went through the prep scene here. You played college ball here. Why is there so much talent and new players now from Louisiana just this draft, man, early in the draft going?
Yeah, I think it's always been, you know, really a big, you know, cockpit of really, really talent, you know, especially in Louisiana, you know, at one point we had the most players per capita, you know, in the entire NFL. And,
You know, I think a lot of these young guys see guys like myself, you know, guys like Leonard Fournette, you know, different guys make it out and, you know, they do really well for themselves. And, you know, I think a lot of guys want to follow that suit, you know. So, you know, kudos to those guys for really ultimately believing in themselves. And, you know, so it's been fun just to watch everybody kind of, you know, want to follow in certain guys' footsteps.
Well, it's been fun as well, man, seeing what you still want to do around here as well. Tell us a little bit about the Taste of New Orleans kickoff party. It's Friday, May 17th, and got food, got a little jazz music as well, auctions. It's all going to benefit the foundation as well.
Yeah, so I kind of did something different this year. You know, last year and the previous years, you know, I just tried to focus on the football camp, and last year I added the element of the kickball game. So this year I want to take it a step further. And, you know, kind of invite people to come out. You know, I obviously, you know, I'll be auctioning off items and, you know, everything that we gain will be really, you know, donated back to my charity, you know, in hopes to help kids in the world, you know, not only to inspire them, but to, you know, hopefully create some resources for those people and, you know, give those people some opportunities. Because not everybody has resources. Not every kid has the money to go to football camp and, you know, be seen by, you know, Nick Saban and, you know, Coach O. So just really trying to put my hand in the pile, you know, and help as many kids as I can.
Yeah, the fourth annual Heart of a Badger Youth Camp, that is Sunday, May 19th. Then you got the Kickball Classic Saturday, the 18th, and the Taste of New Orleans kickoff party is the 17th. Tell us about this kickoff, the Kickball though Classic. You got some big names that are going to be playing here.
Yeah, man. So, you know, last year, you know, was a great turnout for me. I was really grateful for the support of not only just the players but the people that really helped, that really came out and, you know, really donated towards my charity. And this year is going to be bigger, it's going to be better. You know, we'll have a lot of crawfish, there'll be a lot of food, we'll be auctioning off different items from different players that are there. And you know, I got a few big names that are coming. I got a lot of local guys that a lot of people in Louisiana know, grand winners, you know, different entertainers. So it should be a nice plethora of people there that people recognize, and, you know, really just all in hopes that we can generate some money, man, so we, like I said, so we can give back and really help these kids in the right way.
What's the best way to get all the info, man, for the events all 3 days? Is it TyronMatthew.org?
Yeah, they can follow, they can go online at TyronMatthew.org, and if they want to purchase tickets as well, they can actually go to the stadium or the Shrine or Airline. They can get half off on a kickball ticket if they actually go there in person. And so they can get tickets also at Ticketmaster.com for the Friday event and the Saturday event as well. So I believe it's a group package, so you can really buy all the tickets at, you know, in one stop. So just really hoping everybody supports that.